力，高中英语听力专线九。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后面有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Does the play start at 6 or 6:15?
Neither. It starts at 6:30 and ends at 8. There is an exhibition about planes and satellites.
Really? I'd like to see that, too.
I'm terribly sorry I'm late, dear. I had a long meeting at the office.
That's okay. I arrived here only a moment ago because my car broke down, and I walked all the way down here. I want a ticket to London, please. Second class.
Single or return?
If you had listened to me, we would be at the party now. Move over. I'll drive.
I was sure I knew the way there. I'll turn around.
第二节，听下面五段对话和独白。每段对话和独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话和独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，每小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至八小题。
How are your French lessons going?
Well, I'm no longer taking French lessons.
Are you kidding? You told me you made up your mind to study French well this summer. Didn't you sign up for the 4-week course?
I did, but the teacher told me not to come back anymore after only 1 week, and he returned my money for the remaining 3 weeks.
How come? I've never heard of a case like that before. Did you have a quarrel with your teacher?
Of course not. At first, everything went well, and he was satisfied with me.But he got angry after I broke the class rules several times.
It was your fault, I think. You'd gone too far.
Perhaps, but I don't understand why he told me to stop coming. He was very kind, you know.
Just forget it. How are your French lessons going?
Well, I'm no longer taking French lessons.
Are you kidding? You told me you made up your mind to study French well this summer. Didn't you sign up for the 4-week course?
I did, but the teacher told me not to come back anymore after only 1 week, and he returned my money for the remaining 3 weeks.
How come? I've never heard of a case like that before. Did you have a quarrel with your teacher?
Of course not. At first, everything went well, and he was satisfied with me. But he got angry after I broke the class rules several times.
It was your fault, I think. You'd gone too far.
Perhaps, but I don't understand why he told me to stop coming. He was very kind, you know.
Just forget it.
听第七段材料，回答第九至十一小题。
Now we have 5-day classes every week, so we have more spare time than before.
How do you spend your spare time, Tom?
I have much interest in playing the violin, and I'll continue to practice playing it.
Do you often take part in the concert?
Yes, I like to go listening to some music. At present, my major purpose is to learn from others.
Do you like classical music or pop?
I like both. How do you spend your spare time then, Lily?
Playing the piano is my favorite activity.
Our hobbies are similar to each other. I hope we can often exchange experience together.
So do I. But I'm weak in the theory of music.
Me too. Would you like to go with me to my uncle? He's a professor of music.
I'm glad to go with you. I would ask him for his advice.
Now we have 5-day classes every week, so we have more spare time than before.
How do you spend your spare time, Tom?
I have much interest in playing the violin, and I'll continue to practice playing it.
Do you often take part in the concert?
Yes, I like to go listening to some music. At present, my major purpose is to learn from others.
Do you like classical music or pop?
I like both. How do you spend your spare time then, Lily?
Playing the piano is my favorite activity.
Our hobbies are similar to each other. I hope we can often exchange experience together.
So do I. But I'm weak in the theory of music.
Me too. Would you like to go with me to my uncle? He's a professor of music.
I'm glad to go with you. I would ask him for his advice.
听第八段材料，回答第十二至十四小题。
Hello, Jim. Where are you going?
To the cinema. What about coming with me?
No, thanks. I'm going home. My friend's expecting me.
What a pity. I believe it's a very good film.
Do you go to the cinema a lot?
Once a week. Most nights I sit at home and watch TV.
Oh, I see. By the way, where are you going for your holidays this year?
I don't know yet. My wife's going to her mother's for a couple of weeks. She lives by the sea, you know.
Oh, does she? That's convenient.
Yes, but I want to go to the country.
Don't you like the sea?
Yes, very much, but I need peace and quiet when I'm on holiday.
Hello, Jim. Where are you going?
To the cinema. What about coming with me?
No, thanks. I'm going home. My friend's expecting me.
What a pity. I believe it's a very good film.
Do you go to the cinema a lot?
Once a week. Most nights I sit at home and watch TV.
Oh, I see. By the way, where are you going for your holidays this year?
I don't know yet. My wife's going to her mother's for a couple of weeks. She lives by the sea, you know.
Oh, does she? That's convenient.
Yes, but I want to go to the country.
Don't you like the sea?
Yes, very much, but I need peace and quiet when I'm on holiday.
听第九段材料，回答第十五至十七小题。
Hi, John. I haven't seen you for a few weeks.
Oh, hi, Mary. I've been studying a lot for my final exam.
Well, the term is almost over now.
Yeah, my brother is coming for a visit this summer, and we'd like to see some of the country, but traveling is so expensive.
Have you thought about camping? I think you'll really like it. You can rent the equipment you need. It's much cheaper than buying it or staying at a hotel.
What a good idea. We can drive until we find a nice spot and just camp wherever we like.
Well, not exactly. It's usually not allowed unless you camp in a pointed area. But there are many national parks and state parks owning campgrounds around the country.
But that takes all the fun out of it.
Not really. Besides, you'll find it easier and convenient to live at the campgrounds for you to take a shower or buy some food there. It's a good way to make new friends, too.
Sounds great. Here's my bus. I'll talk to you about this again and get all the details.
Hi, John. I haven't seen you for a few weeks.
Oh, hi, Mary. I've been studying a lot for my final exam.
Well, the term is almost over now.
Yeah, my brother is coming for a visit this summer, and we'd like to see some of the country, but traveling is so expensive.
Have you thought about camping? I think you'll really like it. You can rent the equipment you need. It's much cheaper than buying it or staying at a hotel.
What a good idea. We can drive until we find a nice spot and just camp wherever we like.
Well, not exactly. It's usually not allowed unless you camp in a pointed area. But there are many national parks and state parks owning campgrounds around the country.
But that takes all the fun out of it.
Not really. Besides, you'll find it easier and convenient to live at the campgrounds for you to take a shower or buy some food there. It's a good way to make new friends, too.
Sounds great. Here's my bus. I'll talk to you about this again and get all the details. Michelle has finally realized one of her lifelong dreams. She always wanted to attend the cooking school that her advisor, Mr. Brown, attended. The school, which is in Paris, accepts only 80 students every year. The students who are accepted generally have at least 3 years of cooking experience. Michelle has 5 years of paid experience. The project that attracted the attention of Mr. Brown, however, was a cake that Michelle made for a wedding. Mr. Brown had never tasted a cake that was as light and creamy as the one that Michelle made. He gave Michelle his card and invited her to bake cakes at his restaurant beginning the next month. It was his invitation that began her career baking for a large restaurant. Right now, she is waiting for the plane that will fly her to Paris. There she will begin the 3-month course that Mr. Brown once attended. Michelle has finally realized one of her lifelong dreams. She always wanted to attend the cooking school that her advisor, Mr. Brown, attended. The school, which is in Paris, accepts only 80 students every year. The students who are accepted generally have at least 3 years of cooking experience. Michelle has 5 years of paid experience. The project that attracted the attention of Mr. Brown, however, was a cake that Michelle made for a wedding. Mr. Brown had never tasted a cake that was as light and creamy as the one that Michelle made. He gave Michelle his card and invited her to bake cakes at his restaurant beginning the next month. It was his invitation that began her career baking for a large restaurant. Right now, she is waiting for the plane that will fly her to Paris. There she will begin the 3-month course that Mr. Brown once attended.
That's the end